You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some market updates. TCS share price tumbled on Monday morning as investors reacted to the IT major's April-June quarterly performance. TCS stock price dived 4.7% to hit ₹3,111 per share amid weak market sentiment. The company reported a constant currency revenue growth of 3.5% in the June quarter, which is seen to be weak compared to the 14.3% in the previous quarter. Attrition continues to weigh down on TCS, clocking in at 19.7%, a rise of 230 basis points sequentially. In the April-June period, the IT firm added 14,136 employees to its roles. Analysts are mixed in their assessment of the quarterly performance of TCS. In some legal drama, the Securities Appellate Tribunal has set aside a SEBI order in a matter related to the non-payment of dividends by Cairn India Limited to Cairn UK Holdings Limited and directed the regulator to hold an inquiry and find a logical conclusion in the case within 6 months. Cairn India merged with Vedanta Limited in 2017. The Appellate Tribunal's order, dated July 5th, came after an appeal was filed by Cairn UK Holdings Limited against the SEBI order. The Securities Appellate Tribunal said that they are of the opinion that a prima facie case is made out by the appellant in its complaint. They consequently directed SEBI to initiate an inquiry order, the SEBI Act, and hold an inquiry in the prescribed manner, investigate the violations of the Companies Act, LODR regulations, etc., and take it to its logical conclusion within 6 months. On to the world of digital assets, crypto trading platform CrossTower on Monday announced a partnership to add non-fungible tokens minted on the XRP ledger to the CrossTower NFT marketplace. Ripple is one of the leaders in enterprise blockchain and crypto solutions. In a statement, CrossTower said the marketplace enables developers to quickly onboard NFT projects by giving them access to wallets, payments, liquidity support and more. CrossTower's NFT marketplace has been built for developers and creators seeking a holistic service to take their projects from idea to fruition. Moving on, Council for Leather Exports on Monday said that India's exports of leather and leather products would cross US$6 billion in 2022-23 on account of growing demand for these products in global markets. CLE Chairman Sanjay Leekha said that the changes in global market dynamics caused by the pandemic have created huge export opportunities for the sector. He said that the emerging business opportunities, coupled with the slew of trade agreements signed and in pipeline and the active support of the government, will help in sustaining the export growth in the remaining months of this year. Considering these factors, the industry is confident of crossing the export value of US$6 billion this year, Leekha said, adding the sector is aiming at US$10 billion by 2025-26. Next up, the banking sector. The Bank of Maharashtra has slashed the marginal cost of fund-based lending rate by up to 0.35% for various tenors. The bank has reviewed the marginal cost of funds-based lending rate with effect from July 11, 2022. Bank of Maharashtra said in a regulatory filing, the one-year tenor MCLR, which is a benchmark for most of the consumer loans such as auto, home and personal, has been revised down to 7.50% from the existing 7.70%, the bank said. Likewise, the six-month tenor loan will have MCLR at 7.40%, down by 0.20%. Speaking of loans, Paytm's loan disbursement jumped nearly ninefold to ₹5,554 crore through 84.78 lakh transactions in the April-June quarter, reaching an annualized run rate of ₹24,000 crore, the company said in a BSE filing. The company had disbursed 14.33 lakh loans worth ₹632 crore in the year-ago period. The company said that it is seeing increases in average ticket size due to the scale-up of the personal loans business in particular. Paytm said that the rapid growth of their lending products brings them an attractive profit pool. The total merchant payment volume or the gross merchandise value of the company more than doubled to ₹2.96 lakh crore from ₹1.47 lakh crore a year ago. On to the last news segment, the stock market. Domestic equity market benchmarks BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 ended flat with a negative bias on Monday. S&P BSE Sensex fell 87 points or 0.16% down at 54,395, while NSE Nifty 50 settled at 16,216, down 4 points. Stocks of Bharti Airtel, Tata Consultancy Services, HCL Tech, Infosys, Wipro, HUL, State Bank of India ended up to 5% down. On the flip side, Tata Steel was the top BSE Sensex gainer. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.